Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There's a couple of mentions I'd like to make, certainly as a major sponsor in Vodafone. And Alan Scott, you're wrong.
Mark Bickley, do you want to have a dig? Because I've got one prepared too.
Okay, I'll dig first, if you like. My dig was at the Western Australian. There was a headline over there after Jordan De Goey, with an on-field incident that wasn't pretty, let's all be honest there. He erred substantially. And the headline was, though, that I just didn't like a couple of words in the headline. It said, "Star Magpie set to miss weeks after coward hit on teenage eagle." Now, coward hit, like, this is, it's part of the game. Now, it's not a great part of the game, but we're talking split seconds. And I don't think he, you know, came from 10 or 15 metres and decided, "I'm going to knock this bloke out cold." It just doesn't happen like that. And it's a split second decision that you get wrong and someone is injured. And we're all really feeling for the young Eagles player that got injured. But at the same time, I just don't think coward is the right word to use. And also, teenage Eagle, trying to play it up that he's, you know, cowardly hit a teenage Eagle. Like Jordan De Goey, as he's coming in to tackle someone, doesn't ask for his birth certificate to make sure it's okay if I run into you. Are you 19 or are you 20?
Seems like you're on the same page as Nathan Buckley, who said similar to Kane Corns yesterday.
That I don't think that, you know, Jordan, I don't reckon 5 metres before that he was thinking he's going to iron the kid out. I'm thinking he's going to go in and tackle him. He held on to the ball for a long time. I think that there's been a responsibility for players to look after themselves in the football field that players have been absolved of. The duty of care needs to go to an opposition player. An opposition player needs to take care of your duty of care. The individual needs to look after himself. After he handballed, he was probably half a second from protecting himself. He was in the process of getting his arm up and protecting himself.
Yeah, so it was a really good chat that Bucks had with Kane yesterday, and I feel a lot of people would agree with your sentiments, Bix. And WA also are a little bit different when they come to the way that they put things out on media. Even West Coast had to apologise for some of their social media interaction yesterday in regards to the incident. And it's weird because a lot of ugly incidents just seem to happen over there. And I'm not saying that's exclusive to Perth, but we think about Brayshaw and Gaff a little while ago.
Yeah, but and I've lived this as well because I've done something that was it was worse than what Jordan De Goey did. And it's not something that you set out to do. It happens in a millisecond and you can't take it back. And, you know, Jordan De Goey would look back at that as lots of players who make mistakes. And, you know, we're talking Tom Stewart, you know, last year on Dion Prestia and some of those instances. They look back at that and they are mortified at what it looks like, but you don't set out to do that. So I just thought that was just a little bit rich.
Okay, so with Jordan, with what he did soon afterwards, when I guess there's a ball up or there's a break in play, he would have had time to stop and realise the significance of what happened. Is that exactly what happened with you back when you did it with Darryl Wakeland?
Well, yeah. And it's hard to stay focused on the game for the rest of the match because you know you've done something terrible and you know you're going to miss a significant amount of footy. So you just got to, as best you can, just try and, for the next hour, try not to think about that and stay focused on footy, but it's very, very difficult.
And yours was a unique one too, because I don't think it was really shown on broadcast and people at the ground realised afterwards once the replay started kicking what had happened. And then did that mean that was when the power players acknowledged something happened and came in to remonstrate? Yeah. Because that was one of the question marks over what happened on the weekend, that the Eagles players didn't fly the flag as much.
Yeah, look, it's who's around. It's whether it's in play. Did players see it? Did they know? I'm sure if there was a replay played and they saw it on the screen, they would have went in and flew the flag. But once again, it's where you are on the field. What do you want the fullback to do? Run 100 metres to remonstrate when you know the ball's still in motion?
Yeah.
It seems like that's what should happen instantly, and there's ability to do that. And West Coast Eagles players would look around and say, yes, we should have done that if we had a realise. But I don't think they would have realised. And also, depending on who they are, if it's a player who's played five games, should he remonstrate? You know, if someone close by has played 100 games, that makes a big difference as well.
You're a perfect example, and I'm glad you raised that this morning too, because yesterday one of the things I disagreed with what Kane said was in regards to some of Jordan's off-field incidents and how that's contributed to him not having a full season without some sort of issue. I mean, you are the most one of the most upstanding people I've ever met, and these things happen to you as well. So it shouldn't be taken into account the type of person that you are to have these incidents taken up to anyone.
And once again, I think whether it's subconsciously, it's easier to write up a harsher headline on Jordan Ngoi than what it would have been on Andrew Gaff.
You know, yes.
The Andrew Gaff, who's been, you know, a great player and hasn't had a lot of instances in his career, His would have, I'm sure, been about being out of character, and you know, it was two Western Australian guys, so they, you know, the reporters would know Gaff, and they, you know, have to bump into him more regularly, so they wouldn't have been writing coward about Andrew Gaff. So I just don't feel like it's really fair on Jordan Ngoi.
6:15 on this Tuesday morning. I'm glad you mentioned the word headline, Mark Bickley, because I'm going to have a brief dig. And remember, don't dig blind. Search before you dig online every time. BYDA.com.au. This is a really significant weekend for the Port Adelaide Football Club because they face the Western Bulldogs in Melbourne.
Yes.
If they win this game, it becomes 10 wins in a row for the Power. All I'm saying to you, and I want you to help me out here, for the past few weeks, what have I said to you in relation to what the headline will be?
Untenable. You came up with this 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, I found it quite interesting listening to another version of media over the weekend and hearing former AFL player Nathan Brown say this.
I'm going to give your Herald Sun people a headline next week. So if Port Adelaide do win it, it'll be their 10th in a row.
Oh,
untenable.
Beverages.
Warren.
Oh,
yes. You like that?
Well, yeah, it's good branding.
Untenable.
Well done. Yeah, we saw he put that in the bin.
I do get it. It's the comments made. It was crap. Yeah.
So,
nice.
Hey, Nathan Brown is a content stealer and an idea stealer.
Well, no, that's you assuming that he's heard you say it.
Absolutely he has.
Why? Why would you say that? How do you know that?
I've worked this out, and I think that because he works with Kane on the Sunday Footy Show, Kane said, hey, you should have a listen to SENSA Breakfast with Mark Bickley and Jared Walsh.
Yeah.
He had this great idea. And Brownie, who's got form on stealing jokes and content, because he takes it to every media platform he does, he's taken that. So
I think most likely he's rolled around and thought there's 9 wins and he's
disagree.
Just come up with the same thought process you have, except you're a little bit more organised than had it a month ago.
I'm looking forward to more support from you on the show this morning at 6:17. We're going for 23 degrees today. We are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse for great savings every day. Next, we'll let you know what's happening on social media and why there was a termite in Studio Lumo today.